On day 9, the delegation from the Diocese of Honolulu continued its pilgrimage of faith from Galway, heading east to Dublin. In Dublin, after a quick lunch, we were able to join the Eucharistic celebration of the Mass. The theme of the entire celebration this day was communion in suffering and healing. The Mass, presided by Patriarch Fawud Twal, Patriarch of Jerusalem, was a Mass with the sacrament of healing. In his homily, Patriarch Fawud first reminded us that the place where the Eucharist was instituted, the upper room, was in his diocese of Jerusalem. He also recalled that when he wants to go away to pray, he goes to Golgotha, the place where Jesus suffered and was crucified. The Eucharist therefore recalls and relives these events. Then he spoke about the way the Church has always been involved in carrying out its ministry to the suffering and the ministry of healing long before the formation of states. In other words, the Church has carried out this ministry from its very foundation in the apostolic times till today, when the majority of social services in the world are offered by the Catholic Church through its various institutions. Speaking of being in a position of minority in the Holy Land as Catholics, the Patriarch said that they are not afraid because Jesus Christ is with them in their suffering of every form. Similarly, we too, when we find ourselves with the suffering of whatever form, we must never be afraid. Christ accompanies us in our suffering. Christ allows us to touch the hem of his garment to be healed of our illness, just as he did for the woman with hemorrhage, healed after 12 years of suffering. The sacrament of healing followed immediately after the homily, with many bishops and priests anointing all who came forward to be touched by the healing power of Christ through this holy anointing. The theme of the 50th International Eucharistic Congress, the Eucharist, communion with Christ and with one another, was realized at this celebration with participants from every corner of the world, leading us to discover in wonder our being connected with each other by Christ through the celebration of the Eucharist. I am Monsignor John Binder, reporting from Dublin, Ireland.